Over the next few weeks, we'll present stories for this season of giving. There are almost 200 food banks in the U.S. that are part of the Feeding America network. Nationally, those organizations distribute 3 billion plus meals every year. Much of the food comes from the USDA's Emergency Food Assistance Program. Farmers donate food from their fields. Of course, there are food drives where individuals like you give canned and packaged goods. Then there are people like Phil Christensen, who donate food from their garden. Phil's entire garden, in fact, is dedicated to growing food for his local soup kitchen. But what happens when his garden doesn't produce at all? Lindsay Wright brings us a story of growing, giving, and grieving for a barren garden.
They'll be replacing that pretty soon. Here's a tiller.
I'm with Phil Christensen, and we're in his tool shed. Right now, he's showing me his rototiller. It's pretty important to him because it was his dad's. Before passing away, his dad used the machine for gardening, which is what Phil now does.
The rototiller's been running great for 34, 35 years, so we keep it running. It's good.
But when it comes to growing food, it's about more than your tools. Phil says a successful gardener has to have desire.
It's somebody that's willing to get their hands dirty and jeans dirty and a little bit of determination.
Phil started planting in a 30 by 70 foot garden 3 years ago. And currently he donates most of what's produced to the Hobart Food Pantry, just a short 15 or so minute drive from the garden.
Yeah.
You're busy.
It's crazy right now, but this is good though. It's a good busy, good crazy.
Teresa Larimore is the executive director of the pantry. I visited during one of their big annual food drives. At this point in the year, they see lots of non-perishable donations. Teresa says summertime is one of her favorite times. That's when they get fresh produce from people like Phil.
When the fresh things are brought in, not only does it give us nutrition in the best of way, but it also brings in conversation and something that feels special.
Fresh donations like Phil's encourage Teresa to expand the facilities.
We needed something that when someone, say like Phil, was ready to bring us something and it was, say, Friday, but we're not giving out until Tuesday. I needed a place that could stay, you know, in the best kept shape. This took me about a year of grant writing to get this, is our walk-in cooler. So in here...
The Hobart Food Pantry feeds around 140 people every single week, and that's on the low side. So the pantry can't rely on people like Phil because gardeners never know how much harvest will come up. And we all know how Indiana weather can be.
Across central Indiana will be rising across parts of the area as we get more and more rain. Here's the weather.
You're going to deal with a pretty good rain, so make sure those windshield wipers are working.
Record rainfall hit the state during June and July. Some parts of Indiana received more than 8 inches above their average precipitation. As a result, Phil's garden was completely washed out. If you've ever tried to grow your own food, you can probably relate.
They're taking a big risk with the weather. That's out of their control. It's out of my control. It's out of their control. And you learn that, what you've heard over the years can hit you one summer.
Phil lost pretty much everything this season, meaning he wasn't able to donate.
And it hurt me a little bit. And I just had to put it behind me and say, well, we just move on, wait till next year.
Back at Phil's garden, it's a beautiful day. The garden is just dirt, and there's nothing to dig up with the shovel. But one bad year isn't going to stop Phil from growing food.
I get a lot of enjoyment out of just working in the garden, spending time behind the tiller. Yeah, I can come over here and just forget everything for 2 or 3 hours at a time. I know there's a need there, and I'm not providing a whole lot, but what I provide helps somebody.
Oh, and that tiller? He'll drag it out of the shed again in the spring when it's time to plant his seeds. For Earth Eats, I'm Lindsay Wright.
That story was a result of a partnership with Indiana University's Media School. A special thanks to Sarah Neal Estes.